star, and in your eyes I can see a thought process. The next day all you did was blow up my phone. So many missed alerts with a text that says, yesterday you wore a really flattering shirt, and I really like the way that you complimented it with a skirt. BTW, huh? I knew a spot where we could dine. What do you say? I pick you up around 9. We just met and no spark cell phone. Once you left out of my mind, you are gone. I gave you my number because we have a project full class, not because I wanna get poked real fast. I chose you to be my class partner, and let me tell you now, there's no one teaching for you to be my life partner. So I'm laying down the hints, but you're not picking up on it. Now I have to say it flat out, you know what I'm talking about. When we accidentally brushed hands, a bumped elbow, that is all it is. And I just didn't know there's nothing heating up. I feel really awkward because now I am stuck. We have to finish this project, but at the same time I feel like I have to wash my back. I'm trying to be nice and I understand confusion, false feelings and something about intertwine. Now that's over, I'm going to turn to you. Smack, oh you kissed me, you think I'm being shy? No, I'm being kind. If you want me to be a bitch, then this nice girl I will ditch. There are no sparks, there is no chemistry, there's no fresh desires. I don't want you to take me higher.
Leave voicemails asking when we're hanging next. It's not like I beat around the bush. I think I gave you a pretty thorough push. Once we're done with class, your number is blocked. You better hope we pass or I'ma punch you in the jock. Don't send me love texts or leave voicemails asking when we're hanging next. It's not like I beat around the bush. I think I gave you a pretty thorough push. Once we're done with class, your number is blocked. You better hope we pass or else I'ma punch you in the jock.